welcome to Hazel and Katniss and Harry and Star.
Mailbag.
I was like, 5 seconds. Is she going to
remember?
Seconds.
Is she going to remember? Gonna...
It's been a while. It's been a while.
And also, how could I possibly remember we were about to record a mailbag episode, Joe? Because you literally just said to me, we're recording a mailbag episode.
Folks, we tend to do these before we do a regular episode. So often I think Brenna is mentally gearing up for the larger conversation. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I ask her to pivot.
Yeah, but you'd think after like the 10th or 11th time, I would be a little better with flowing. Anyway.
It's comedy. I love it.
We're here to talk book recommendations, Joe. Our favorite emails from listeners. I shouldn't say that. We love all emails from listeners, but recommendations are always fun. And sometimes we get episode ideas from it. So.
This is true. Yeah. So we've actually heard from quite a few people. We were taking a bit of a brief hiatus because behind the scenes, Brenna actually had some family visiting. So that's why you weren't hearing any responses to these mailbags. So now we're going to do a couple of them. So we're going to start with Clara, who has never written in before, but she wrote in because she was a big fan of Lene Cabarball, aka the author of the Shamer Chronicles.
And it's so funny, Joe, because like, we often record episodes where we're like, this is a big name title. People will definitely find the show because we covered this title, and then it's crickets. And this is like, yeah, The Shamer's Daughter. I found your podcast because I was looking for podcasts about it. And it's like, oh, this is a good reason why we don't just cover the big stuff.
It's true. So Clara does recommend another title by Lene Cabarball called Silver Horse. Ooh. So Clara acknowledges that it doesn't have a movie adaptation, unlike The Shamer's Daughter or the second entry in that series. But she says that it's, you know, got a little bit of like moving around.
I love that Clara knows me after listening to what I can only imagine is a single episode of our show. Mm-hmm. And is like, unfortunately, this book does have some world building because I'm such a dick. But world building.
Heaven forbid world building.
But she does make a point. Clara does point out that there's no big random information dumps, which is really the part of world building that bothers me. And I guess technically, Joe, that's bad world building, except that it's in so much fantasy now that it just seems like it's just what world building is to me sometimes.
That is fair. Yes. So Clara is quick to acknowledge that even though the book is called Silver Horse, some people find it disappointing that there aren't more horses in this. So that's the kind of touch that I love because it feels like I know so much about Clara that she would say that in an email to us.
I love it so much. And it's true, right? Like if you're a horsey girl and you pick up Silver Horse, you're going to be disappointed if there's not a lot of horse. I also note that Clara recommends A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, which it's going to be a TV series, which is exciting.
Yes. So I actually got really excited because I think maybe even somebody else recommended this to us. And I was like, ooh, let me make a note of that. And then I got super disappointed because apparently it's a UK series. So they will see it sometime, I think this summer. But we apparently in North America may not see it until like the fall.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that's fine.
That's fine. We also, Joe, got some recommendations from Charlotte, who was writing in particularly after our mini-sode about STEM. Mm. And Charlotte recommends Moon Girl and the Devil Dinosaur, which is a Marvel series. And it's kind of from, I would say, my personal golden age of Marvel, which is like the early 2010s, when we got a lot of things like Ms. Marvel appears in this period as a like reboot. We get Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur is another example. But we had like a whole bunch of attempts to make young women protagonists like a thing at Marvel.
Good. Okay.
Yes. And have them from all sorts of different like experiences. And Charlotte points out that there's a lot of STEM and Black girl excellence in Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Mm.
I will add there's also a lot of really great humor. Like it's a very fun series. And so if you're the kind of person who, for example, enjoyed G. Willow Wilson's run on Ms. Marvel, this is one to check out.
Oh, okay. I like that recommendation then.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay, so our final mailbag comes from Tea Books and Chocolate, and I feel so bad because she apologizes for recommending the Julie Murphy adult novel, and it's like, oh no, this wasn't about you.
This is about us.
We didn't mean to make you feel bad at all. So anyway, Tea Books and Chocolate does have another recommendation. This one she seems to think is going to be much more up our alley. It's called Fake Dates and Mooncakes by Shirley. And the way she's seen this advertised is Heartstopper meets Crazy Rich Asians. So this is two protagonists who interact around a Chinese food restaurant. There's meet cute. It's a queer love story, but obviously a POC queer love story. Tea Books and Chocolate has really beautiful attention to culture and tries to address some class issues as well. I don't know. This sounds great. And apparently it's another one of these don't read while you're hungry because the food description sounds sublime.
Tea Books and Chocolate also notes that, and I quote, the drama was drama. And I love it. And it made me want to read it very badly.
Amazing.
Yeah. I also want to thank Tea Books and Chocolate. She said some belated birthday greetings. Joe, as you know, I had my birthday while we were on our little mini sabbatical from recording. Mm-hmm. And I do want to note that every year around this time, it's like the one time a year I remind people that they could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else they listen if they wanted to, as a birthday gift to me personally.
This is true. We do appreciate that.